Tobacco Changes continue. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
If it can be anything made out of a bad situation and make it positive, this group up here, they'll definitely do that.
It was once the king crop of Tennessee agriculture. Now tobacco production continues to see less and less acres of production, especially after the recent announcement from Alliance One and their decision to not purchase some 5,000 acres of Tennessee-grown burley tobacco this year. And that was a complete surprise to many growers in Smith, Trousdale, and the state's number one tobacco-producing county, Macon County. UT Extension leader there, Keith Allen.
We can grow lots of stuff and do lots of stuff, but tobacco is kind of going to be a tough one to, if it was to go out to replace and keep that that value.
Allen says there are over 200 tobacco growers in Macon County that will be affected by the decision. One of those is Stanley Holder, who also owns the receiving station in Hartsville, where Alliance One contracted. He also raised many of the greenhouse plants that other growers depend on.
We grew about 1,000 acres worth of plants for other growers ourselves. That is sort of all those have been just knocked in the head. Nobody knows what they're doing. They're still trying to decide whether they're going to grow any, whether they can find contracts somewhere else, which most everybody has not had any success at finding contracts at other places.
Holder says he will probably raise about half the 130 acres he had planned this year and believes several smaller growers will not raise any at all.
We're just trying to, cope with the problem and see what we can do and move forward.
Statewide, about 9,500 acres of burley tobacco is expected to be grown this year. That's down by at least 2,500 acres. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.